From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. Well, improving weather means patrols in some areas of Humboldt County have started. PG&E anticipates being able to restore power to 60,000 to 80,000 customers early this morning. Patrols take place during daytime hours and are resuming as of daybreak. The second phase of the PSPS event has begun and will continue into the evening. About 234,000 customers, including about 800 in Mendocino County, are impacted. PG&E has now restored power to about 50,000 customers in the Sierra foothills since the shutoff began. The first phase of shutoffs impacted about 513,000 customers in Humboldt, Lake, Mendocino, and several other counties. Some additional customers in Calaveras and Mendocino were included in the second phase. A third phase being considered for portions of Kern County. Due to changing weather forecasts, PG&E now expects the event to impact approximately 4,000 customers. Earlier forecasts predicted impacts to 43,000 customers. The shutdown is scheduled to last until noon today. Re-energization of the lines could take additional time, and residents should be prepared for the outage to last until Friday. Meantime, Eureka activated the Emergency Operations Center. It's working with Humboldt County Office of Emergency Services. Eureka Police staffing up for overnight hours, patrolling business districts and neighborhoods. Public Works continuing to rotate pumping sewer lift stations. Traffic signals flashing red or dark. Use caution driving, especially along Broadway, 4th and 5th Streets. Also, remember, a flashing or dark signal is a four-way stop. Proceed with caution after stopping. Also, drive cautiously and be aware of pedestrians during evening hours. The Extreme Weather Shelter is in operation due to the cold temperatures. Use caution when operating fireplaces or utilizing a wood stove as well. City of Eureka operations have been impacted. Public safety and public works crews have been staffed up to handle operations as needed. During the power shutdown, residents are advised to the following: City Hall, Eureka Police, and Humboldt Bay Fire operating for normal hours. The Adorney, Warfinger, and Zoo facilities closed. Water is still flowing to homes. However, sewer lift stations will be impacted, and crews will rotate pumping utilizing mobile generators and other equipment. Keep it right here for the latest updates. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.